بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن رفاع بن رافع الزرقي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء جبريل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما تعدون أهل بدر فيكم؟ We are still in this last chapter in which the signs of Qiyamah about Dajjal and also miscellaneous hadith on various subjects are mentioned. Yeah, Hazrat Rifa ibn Rafi' al-Zuraqi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one occasion Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came to Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, how do you people rank, what do you think of the position of the people who took part in the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam, when Muslims were very little, only about 313, and the enemies were threefold more, and Muslims were very ill-equipped, they did not have hardly any weapons or anything, and the non-Muslims were much more stronger in every way, they had more weapons and everything, but Allah Ta'ala blessed the Muslims with a great decisive victory in that battle, and also in this battle, The malaika, the angels also, Allah sent them first 1,000 and then 3,000 and then 5,000 to help the Muslims. So with regard to that, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, not that he did not know, but in order to expose and show the honor of the great position of those Sahaba. So he asked, how do you rank, what is your opinion of the Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr? فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أفضل المسلمين. They are the best amongst the Muslims. They have the highest rank after the four Khalifas who were also part of the battle, the Ashare Mubashara who were also part of the battle, and then is the Ashabi Badriyin. These are very, very great people who took part in that first battle of Islam when all the odds were against them, and they took part. O kalimatan nahwaha. O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said some words which were similar to these. قال then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And in the same way, those malaika who took part in the battle of Badr, they are also regarded as the most superior amongst the malaika also. There are various ranks in the malaika, in the angels also. And amongst them, those who took part in the battle of Badr are also regarded as to have having a very high position. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِقَوْمٍ عَذَابًا. When Allah ta'ala sends down a punishment and azab upon people, أَصَابَ الْعَذَابُ مَنْ كَانَ فِيهِمْ. Then that punishment is general and everyone gets involved in that azab and that punishment. ثُمَّ بُعِثُوا عَلَى أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And then they will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah according to their position. In other words, when this punishment comes, it overtakes everyone, the righteous and the pious, the believers and the non-believers, the animals also, everyone suffers in that punishment. And then on the day of Qiyamah, those who are righteous and pious will be separated and they will be saved. But in this world, that azab comes down for everyone. Divine punishments in the form of earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, fires, and so forth afflict all the people, believers, disbelievers, righteous, and sinners. However, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be raised and judged according to their actions. The righteous will be in Jannah, and the disobedient will be in the fire of Jahannam. This hadith stresses quite a few points. One is that we should not become close friends with non-believers, bosom friends, where we share our inner secrets also. As far as business is concerned, etc., it is all right to that limit. But that they attend our functions like weddings, we invite them, or worse still, if they come to our funerals. And they come right to the graveyard also where a person is being buried. That we should not allow such close contact with them. To be like in and out with them. To go to their houses, they come to our houses, that should not be allowed. Then another thing is that the work, great work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, to command what is right and forbid what is wrong, we should never give up that duty also. When that is given up and Allah's azab comes, then everyone gets involved. And that starts right from within the home. How many of us, we are well aware that our young daughters, our young boys, girls, their sons, they are not dressing according to Sharia. They have today haircuts are such funny haircuts. We are aware of it, but we allow it, and we have the authority to stop it also. But we don't even say a word. We want to be in everyone's good books. We want it to be stopped, but somebody else must stop it. Somebody else must do it. We don't want to take that responsibility. What the condition of namazes are in our homes. Our children who are baligh and namaz is faraz upon them. How much are we concerned about that? Or when they are even younger, they should start at a much younger age. How much are we concerned of that? In fact, we put our children in such institutions and places where things totally against Islam is taught to them, where other religions, Christian religion is taught to them, and they are made to follow Christian practices. So at such times, then Allah's azab comes. And then no matter how pious we can be outwardly, but because we were allowing this, perhaps we don't even make a dua that Allah must save our children from these wrong things. We don't even, if this time comes when we, at the beginning we feel it bad, then perhaps we speak, but when they don't listen, we stop speaking, we still feel bad. A time comes when we stop feeling bad also. And worse than that, a time comes when we encourage this wrong also. And that is a serious time. And then when Allah's azab comes, it takes over everyone. In fact, according to one hadith, when Allah sent this azab on a certain community, the malaika told, but there is a very pious person who hasn't disobeyed you even for the wink of an eye. Allah said, start the punishment with him. Because he never ever spoke out anything, he did not even feel bad of all the wrong that was taking place. And especially now, with the December month, festive seasons, Christmas, New Year coming, we know how many things our own people will be getting involved. How much do we tell them? How much do we feel bad? Or do we give them money for the wrong things? Do we even encourage them with these wrong things? So this is when Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. So in face of this, of these conditions, a person should at least, the bare minimum is, in which it comes in the hadith, after that there is no iota of iman left in a person. When he does not feel bad of it in his heart, and he does not want to change it with his heart, making dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, guide these people, at least our own family people, and then we should be concerned of the whole ummah at large, but at least our own family people, how much are we concerned? So we should be very careful of this. Allah's azab comes, and then it takes everyone with it, and then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will separate people. وآخر دعوانا